Tuesday night, Mishnah Brura, Ben Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. In the middle of Siv Gimel. We're really up to the Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Siv Gimel, so we'll learn the Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Siv Gimel until where we're up to in Siv Gimel. So, Siv Gimel said that the Mechaber first said that nobody's allowed to take an aliyah until they're called up. Mishnah Brura explains this in Katan Vav, V'choshken Adam D'Alma, there's not even the president of the shul, or the gabbai, they can't take aliyahs because they, who do they think they are to take aliyahs? Certainly a regular person can't go up to the Torah and start reading without being called up. Satam, the reason is, Shein Roy, Sheyachlo Kodom Kovod Liyatzmo, because it's kovod. Covered to get an aliyah, it's not appropriate for a person to take covered honor for himself. It'll cause a fight. He'll start fighting. Two people will rush up to the beam and they'll bump into each other. They'll have a fight. Sivkat and Zion, but the minig was at first that the Balkriya would take an aliyah. Mishum Dahabe, because he's reading anyway. So it's like they gave him permission to take an aliyah whenever he wants. Shir al-Loshim Kain, who the Mishnah Brura explains, and Sivkat and Zion, Shum Dahavi Kilu Hirshuhu al-Kach. They gave him permission, Mishar Sheminuhu L'Shliach Tzibur. V'Veis Yosef V'Vur Yosef, D'Chiv Shach V'Noyim Sh'Shliach Tzibur Hu Akori B'Mokam Olam. It's not just a question that he has that position, so they automatically gave him permission, but he's reading it. He's laning B'Mokam Ha'olam. So it doesn't make sense if he's reading it anyway. Remember, the main takon of Priyas HaTorah was that the Ola, it reads, and he's reading it. So certainly it makes sense. He could be the Ola whenever he wants. That's the Mechaber's approach. Imkein kivin sherishu liyach shliach tzibur, meaning the Balkorei, or Balkriya, harei hirshu likras b'Torah. So they said he can go lame. So, of course he can... It's only logical that he can make brachos over his laning. That's the main takonim. Stomalo kapti and yivarech gamkein. Achrei shebelav hochi hu akori. He's only one to one that's reading. Okay, sifkot and ches. That the Ramah says, in Medina Seilu, we don't do that. Even the Balkriya doesn't go up unless they call him up. But ain't karen lo bishmo, even shuol make sham. There's no point. Okay. Now we're up to the Ramah. Now we're back to the Ramah. We're up to these words in the Ramah. Umisha Oviv Mumer Lavodas Kochavim. Koran also b'shem Aviyoviv. You don't call him by his father's name. It's a bezoyim to him, right? So, and you don't want to associate the father's name with laning, with a mitzvah. So you call him up by his grandfather's name. It's not called a sheker, because we have the rule of B'nei Bonim, Arein Kibonim. And you find Lavan ben Nochar, and he really wasn't ben Nochar. Nochar was his grandfather. He was ben Besuel. Okay, Avlo Bishmo Bilvad. Really, you should just call him up by his name. You know, call him up Yamod Ruvain, Yamod Shimon. But we don't want to embarrass him. It's going to sound different than everybody else's aliyah. It'll be rather obvious, and you shouldn't embarrass him. It's important not to embarrass someone. It's also important. So, therefore we go to the grandfather. Now, sometimes we have a problem. So no one knows. Sometimes even if all of a sudden one day he starts getting an aliyah with a different name, so that's going to embarrass him anyway. He always got an aliyah b'shem Oviv, and then one day v'heimer Oviv l'avodas kachavim. So then, even though that's totally inappropriate, but inappropriate doesn't count when it comes to shaming someone publicly. So you can call him up by his father's name. It's okay. Koran also b'shem Oviv k'mo shehur gal kadei shelo levay shor b'rabim v'chein emikol ameiches leivas amumar. Another reason. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sivkot and Tesh, Shalom Levi Shor B'Rabin. When we come, Yom HaTorah Malaviv.
Not even Reb.
You know, a lot of people get carried away. Sometimes you're forced into accommodating a ticklish situation, so they go overboard. Mishnah Brura says, hey, Don't go overboard. Let's not get carried away. But I don't know. You could say Reb too, I would say. If Reb, you could say, I would say. Because that's like Mr. She ain't Lomar Sheker. You shouldn't say Harav. You shouldn't say a Sheker. You know, that's even embarrassing. He loses his smicha. They revoked the smicha. When we, what was that tumult in the New York Times a couple months ago? So they didn't invite some yeshiva in Brooklyn. Ramaz, I think, didn't invite a guy married a guy. They didn't invite him to the. They didn't invite him to the party. They had a reunion, so they didn't invite him to the reunion. So he wrote a whole article to the New York Times. How you talking? No, that was very good. They made a big Kiddush Hashem. I hope. A tremendous Kiddush Hashem.
I don't think it was the Rambam school in Boston.
And they made a Kiddush Hashem, and it was a very, very modern school. But you know, you got to draw the line somewhere. So Baruch Hashem, they drew the line. They didn't shame him publicly. He shamed himself publicly. Nobody hasn't read an article. They just didn't invite. They didn't even not invite him. They said, "Please don't bring your wife." I said something like that. I don't remember exactly. It doesn't matter. You see in the Mishnah Berurah here, you see in the Ramah, there's an inyan not to shame someone, but you don't lie either. You don't give his father a title. Came lo ma sheker. Rakyama b'chibozon v'bli yargishu ha'am. You know, you give him a... V'davka boso ir, k'ma shikot v'ramah, if you have no choice. Avon boli racheres, v'shayu lo yisoy ha'sagan, nech mikro l'teira. So that's what we say. He should say his grandfather's name. Yom ha'shem aviyav. Say the grandfather's name. And again, that's not a sheker because of the rule of B'nai Bonim Aram Kabonim. Now we have the following case. Asufi Ushtuki. You have sometimes a person, this can happen by an adoption also. It's a big problem by an adopted child. And you don't want to announce that he's adopted and everybody knows the father's name. They don't always know. So you say Ben, it's not Poshut what you should do, so there's excuses. Magadol Yosem Yisonim Adesh Beisoy Kivu Yoldoy. It's a problem because, as we saw in the Chazanish's letter to the judge, a lot of times a get will be based on how he was called up to the Torah. So there are shitos that you have to be very medactic when you give someone an aliyah not to do something that would passel a get, if it ever came to that. So here we're dealing with Asufi Ushtuki. So you don't know who the father is. Asufi means you don't know both parents. Ushtuki is you don't know the father. Koronosu b'shem avi'imo, and the Mefarshim explained, well, there's no imo by an Asufi imo. It means that at one point he was an Asufi, but then the mother came and she identified herself. So you know who her father is. So again, you call up the name of the grandfather. That's the point. And you apply the rule of B'nai Bonim Kibonim here also, so as not to embarrass him. So you call him up in the name of his grandfather, invoking the rule of B'nai Bonim Arayim Kibonim. Even though it's not even B'nai Ben Achaben, it's Ben Acharbas. The many a dua, if it's not known, if he's a real Asufi and he stayed in Asufi, so Koran also B'shem Avram, K'moy L'ger. Okay, because that's also true, it's not sheker. But many times, it could happen by an adoption that people know, people don't know. I mean, if people know the name of the child, they know the name of the father, they see you're not calling him up by the name of the father.
It's, I'm saying I'm a god.
I'm talking about not to embarrass him. You know, people don't always adopt it. Sometimes it gets very ticklish. What? People are embarrassed. You know, sometimes it can get ticklish. Let's say your father's a Kohen. And the kid's adopted. Then you really have a problem. You know, everybody's expecting the kid to get an aliyah, a Kohen. You don't know what to do. It's a very uncomfortable situation. So if people know, people know. So, you know, the truth is, it's not that embarrassing once people know. It's only... feels embarrassing. It feels embarrassing. Sometimes you could have situations where it would... Mr. Manrich, I think it's well known now that he's a ger. No, I hope so. But I'm telling a story about him. So the first time he had an aliyah, you know, Avram ben Avram. And then he gave him a shber for his wife, you know, Sarah bas Avram. Then he comes over to me and says, "Do you think I should tell people I'm a ger?" I said, "Don't bother. don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." The truth is, a ger is, you know, again, like it's embarrassing, but from a certain perspective, it's a tremendous honor. It's a tremendous thing. Who amongst us could say that if we were goyim, we would choose to become yidden? But it's hard. You have a child, and the child. You're not really related, you know. Okay, there you could say ben because biological ben. So it's vital, not a sheker. But it's these halachas that we're learning now are real situations where sometimes they can prove to be very embarrassing.
The child was always pulled up shame of the adopted father.
And then, it's not possible that you can do that.
If it was done,
so
then,
yeah.
People realize that it's that he's adopted already. He switched back to his real father.
Should you? You're asking. Could you? I don't know. There's always people that don't know. If you switch, then more people will find it. Even if it's common knowledge, it has become common knowledge.
It should be common knowledge. As the Rav mentioned the case before, the thought
The place can say if the person's not embarrassed or in the situation you're describing, it's always best to call him up in the name of the real father. Because of the get. No, not.
What? Very often the father is a god.
That's a problem. Because then you don't do it. No, then you don't do it. Then you say, it's a problem. You say, Ben Avram. Then you say, Ben Avram. The answer to your question is you always try to call up the name of the real father if you can. It lessens the problems of the shtar.
The feeling of the adopted father, only the feeling of the person getting the
aliyah. Only the person getting the aliyah. The father, the adopted father, he'll be embarrassed that he adopted the son. I don't know. I don't want to answer the question. We see that it's a value and it's a cheshbon, and I guess you have to take each case on a case by case basis. There's a value of not shaming someone. The place can talk about the value of not saying a sheker. You're not allowed to say something that's not true. The place can talk about the value of saying it in a way that would possibly passel a shtar, if you ever wrote a shtar. And they would extrapolate. They would, like, see how the person was called up to the Torah. So those are the three things you have to juggle. Sheker, embarrassing someone for rabbin, and potentially creating a passel a shtar. And Chas V'Shalom apostle to get. We're not, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into it that much, so we're also not. But the Taz talks about it by Rikos and this. If it passes a ksuba, it's also a problem. Passeling a shtar.
Ksuba is more cow than
a get. Lugabe, it's more cow for the ramifications, I guess you mean. It's not more cow in terms of the halacha of the name. We're more makbet by a get. We're makbet to write all the names, but the etzem kviyas Hashem.
So what would one write?
I don't know. You have to juggle the three things. In a get, they'll never care. In a get, you don't care about embarrassment. That I can tell you.
But if he's always called up to the Torah after he adopted his father.
In a get, you'll write the other way. Unless there are poiskim that are machshir b'diavad after it was given with the cheshbon of kol ha megadol yosim v'yosayim b'tach peso kilo yoldoi.
Well, they could say the word hamagadlo. They could write the word hamagadlo.
Yeah, we're talking if you don't.
Yeah.
They do write hamagadlo. They're paying hamamso, hamagadlo. So in a get, they don't care about embarrassment. Although, again, b'diavad, they might be matirit. With a b'nei bonim areim kibonim cheshbon, if it's a grandfather, with a kala magadel kilu yoldo chesman, but that's all b'diyevet. And again, you ignore everything, you know. And if the guy is outed, as it's called in the modern vernacular, if he's outed that he's an adopted child, it's only with a kohen or a levi, you know. You can't avoid the embarrassment. You're not going to give a Yisrael an aliyah, you know. So you try to maneuver, you know. Sometimes you can go for years getting maftir. Hagba, maftir. You go for years getting maftir. So that, but then people don't hear, you're not saying hakoyin or halayin. Anyway, they hear. It's a problem. The best thing is not to be embarrassed. What are you embarrassed about? If you think about it, what do you think you're embarrassed about? Why should you be embarrassed? It's something you did. People should be embarrassed about sinning. They shouldn't be embarrassed about being adopted. What do you want from me? What did I do? We're embarrassed about the wrong things.
Should someone be embarrassed to among them?
Theoretically. What are you asking me? Should he?
No, but I'm saying.
Theoretically, why should he be embarrassed?
Right.
It's not his fault.
I know, but no one's going to.
True busha should only be if someone did something inappropriate and was caught. So he's misbiased. What's so funny?
Why is it caught?
I don't know, so funny. Busha from people. Busha from Hashem, you'll have in the Konami. Some describe Gehenim as just being busha. That's Gehenim. The fire of Gehenim is the busha that you feel at what you did. So it's a terrible thing, busha, right? But I'm talking about busha from people, so it's only if you're caught. You're not going to feel embarrassed if you're not caught. So the busha should only, theoretically, busha should only be if you did something wrong. Right? Okay, but like we're learning here, a guy's embarrassed to say he's adopted, he's embarrassed if his father became a boomer, he's embarrassed, like, poor kid, you know. The halacha recognizes he gets embarrassed. It's called mevayish barabim. If people realize that his father became a mummer, so you're mevayish barabim. Okay. Anyway, these are real issues that come up, and you see the relative scale of values. Sheker is a much, I don't know, if not for the Mishnah Berurah saying sheker is such a high value. You would say embarrassing is like for shalom, you're allowed to lie. Mishnah Berurah doesn't go for that. I don't know why. Maybe because it's, again, because you're always juggling the third value not to do something that would possibly shtar. The fact that it's sheker might be more meaningful, not in terms of the sheker shabo, but in terms of possibly the shtar. So you don't want to do that. Okay, let's go by to. Okay. So what you do with an asufi, a shtuki, is you call it, if you end up finding out who the mother is by the asufi, or the shtuki, that you lechatchila know who the mother is, an unwed mother, knew an unwed mother. Sarah Palin's daughter's child. Oh, they know who the father is. Okay. But you call him up ashamed of...
Stigma.
What? Mother's no stigma.
Republican, not a Democrat.
Dinei Yodua, Karno Subshem Avram. Suma! So the Machaber says the Suma can't get Maliyah because he can't be Karim B'Tayach HaKsav. And the Ramah says, we talked about this yesterday at length, Umaril Kosov Dachshav Kare Suma, Kamo Yishenu Makrim B'Tar Lama Oretz. That we are Saimich, that we do apply the rule of Shomea Ka'one, and therefore the Baal Kriya, or as the common vernacular has it, the Baal Kriya, but the correct usage, I guess, would indeed be the Baal Kriya, would is Motsi with Shamea Ka'one. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Achshav Koren Suma. Oh, Yud Aleph. I'm sorry. B'Shem Avi Imo. Umayri Shabbos Achaz Ben Ashuk. Right, the Mishnah Berurah is dealing with how do you know who the mother is by an Asufi. So he says a woman came before he became a Cheskos HaSufi and said she's the mother. Vayim B'tasha died to the Eishlik Rosu B'Shem Ben Avram, because that's better for a star to call him Ben Avram than to call him Ben, the father's mother, the mother's father, because mother's father is not really true. You don't say B'nei Bonim Kibonim, because the Mishpachaisim of Beis Avoyisum Ksivs, and there's no lineage through the mother. So you're better off writing than Avram. In such a case, Hayodim Gamkin Kosov Shusel Yoysen Nochay. You're better off and safer writing than Avram. The many of Dua Shem Avim, the Kernos of Shem Ben Avram, Al Shem Akosov Kedom and Grayman Saticha, Akshav Koren Suma, Yud Beis. The Taimoy, the Ramah, Kivin Shon Anoigan Shashliach Tzibur Korei, who Koren Mitoch Aksav, Shulot Kabdin and Alo Oil, the Shemea Ka'one. Okay, Kamo Shonu Makim Bitter Lamar, it's the Sono Longmar, the Ramah means Shon Anoigan Lahokel, Afilo Mena Lachalikos and Mashliach Tzibur, Mila Bamila Mitoch Aksav, you give the guy an Aliyah anyway, Val Kochach Mita Manal, that we're relying on Shomea Ka'one, but who had in Basuma, we rely on Shomea Ka'one, and the Bal Kaire Kriya is reading Mitoch Aksav. So the Dina Kla Kosva Achreinim Dokam Agalok Lamaril. Lamaisa, we do like the Maril, we give all kinds of people Aliyahs that have no Shaykhis. We give some people Aliyahs that are spaced out. They, you know, they don't even make the bracha. They don't know what's going on. When we go, sometimes you have a problem by a simcha, someone not from once an aliyah. The rule of thumb is, from the Zalman and from many Paiskim, that if the person will, if he understands the concept of the bracha, if he believes in Hashem, and he knows he's being Mavarech Hashem about, you know, over the Torah, that's enough. He can make a bracha. But if a guy, let's say, is an atheist, I had here a case, someone asked me, you know, you have Bali Chuvin, you have grandparents who are atheists or claim to be atheists. So she wanted to give him a bracha under the chuppah, the wife, the mother. She wanted to give him a bracha under the chuppah, you know, so his grandchild was getting married.
He was a real atheist.
So I said, why? Well, he doesn't know bracha. So he would take it, I'll succumb. Anyway, I said, you can't give a bracha to someone who doesn't believe in Hashem or doesn't understand the meaning of a bracha. So I said, let him read the Tanan. What do you care? Let him read the Tanan. I'll get him to the pictures. He'll be on camera. He'll be on camera longer if he reads the Tanan than if he gets a bracha.
Unless he has to read, he reads.
He could read. No. He knew how to read. He did a good job. No, she took my advice. He did a good job. I said, I don't know how to break the news to you. You can give him Kriyas Ksuba. You can give him Kriyas Ksuba, but you can't give him a bracha. Anyway, we're maker like the Maril. So I'm adding to that, but you have to believe in Hashem. You have to believe in Hashem and just understand what he's doing. He's making a bracha. You don't know what that means. When we call a couple of parshas, so we're maker and we give an aliyah even to someone that cannot be Koyer and Mitoich HaKsav, although the Chathila is very important and crucial that whoever gets an aliyah should look in the Torah and read it, Mitoich HaKsav, which I would hope people do. Maybe we Chathila do with like the kula of listening to the Bal Kaire and taking our cue from him. Maybe. Umikabakama Parshas Paro, Parshas Zachar, Nachon Shalom Lekros on Lechatchila. This is very surprising that the Mishnah Berurah only makes it into Lechatchila.
The brachos in the Sukkah.
What?
The brachos by Parshas Zachar, for example.
We're not talking about the brachos.
He's saying it. That's what he's
saying. Yeah, but because he can't make the brachos, he's not reading. It's a bracha of Atola. We're worried about the bracha, but the issue is the reading. The issue is the laming. Hello. Yeah, I'm giving shiur now until I have a window. It's called from 9:30 to 10. I'm available, and from 10:15 to 10:30. Can you hear me? From 9:30 to 10, and from 10:15 to 10:30. Okay, bye. I was here a whole day. Here a whole day I was here, sitting here a whole day. So the Mishnah Berurah only says it's Lechatchila. The answer is Parshas, because we're the same Lechon Shemei Ka'omer. So that applies to Parshas Parah and Parshas Zachar also. Shemei HaKa'omer. We're aligned that we apply the rule of Shemei HaKa'omer. If you apply the rule of Shemei HaKa'omer, what's the difference? There are none of the arises, it doesn't matter. So that's all. So that's why. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll have to sit down.